An OnlyFans porn star has just been rebaptized, and many people are really excited. They're saying this is an incredible conversion where a person who is living in really bad sin has now turned to Christ and changed their life. But is that really the case? We need to have a serious conversation about some of these celebrity conversions and whether or not they're authentic. So that's what we're going to do coming up next. Hey everyone, my name is Michael Lofton. I'm a theologian and a professor, and I create content of a wide variety, but especially focused with the angle of taking a look at things that are going on in society and offering a theological commentary on them. So if you enjoy this kind of content, make sure to hit the subscribe button. So the OnlyFans porn star Lily Phillips is very famous for having slept with over 1,000 men in less than 24 hours. She was just recently rebaptized. Here's the video that she posted on her Instagram account showing her rebaptism. Copyright won't allow me to play her song that she played, so I'll just sing it for you. Praise the Lord! Worship Christ with the best of your portion. A lot of people are really excited about her conversion. I mean, doesn't that speak to God's grace about how he could take somebody who did so many horrible things and really turn their life around? One commenter says this, "Praise the Lord, this is amazing. Praying for you as you grow closer to the Lord." Another says, "Why are some of you criticizing her decision to reconnect with the Lord? We are all sinners and fall short of the glory of God. Sin is sin. It does not matter how big or small it is. The Christian community should pray for her." Another says, "Wow, praying for godly women to help this young lady as she navigates the tough road ahead. People hate when someone repents and are cheering for their downfall." Now that's a curious term, repentance. What exactly does it mean? It means to turn away, specifically to turn away from sin. And this is something that we find all throughout the Bible. In fact, Jesus' first message, his first sermon, if you will, was repent and believe the gospel. He was very adamant about turning away from sin. And he was very clear, in order to be transformed, in order to be changed, in order to be more like God, you have to turn away from your sin. And so something that we see very frequently in the New Testament is that repentance and baptism go together. In order to be baptized, you repent of your sins. You turn away from the wicked lifestyle that you were previously living, and then you're baptized. And so from the perspective of the New Testament, it would be a mockery of baptism and a mockery of the religion, of the faith, if somebody were to go and get baptized, but they're not sincerely repenting and willing to turn away from their wicked lifestyle. So if they're wanting to hold on to some major sin in their life and they're unwilling to turn away from it, they're not ready for baptism according to the New Testament. And if they perform a baptism, it's just that, it's a performance, and it would be considered sacrilegious in nature. Now, why is this point relevant to Lily Phillips and her baptism? Well, because I've noticed this. Here's how she speaks of her conversion experience. "I think for a while I kind of deviated from religion, and I think I was kind of in denial for a lot of it. Quite a big thing happened more in my personal life where I kind of felt the need to start speaking to God again. I hadn't really practiced faith for a while. I just wanted to get rebaptized to kind of reinstate my relationship with God." Sounds good, right? But there's more. Lily Phillips insists that she's a Christian and is now looking to reconnect with fellow Christian OnlyFans creators in the industry who are just not vocal about their faith for fear of judgment. She also addressed her critics who might feel that she's not a good Christian. "That's totally fine," she says. "That's their opinion. I'm definitely not claiming to be a traditional Christian at all. Obviously, I'm not against gay marriage. I'm also pro-choice. So I definitely don't have necessarily traditional values. But that doesn't mean to say that I can't be Christian. I would just hope that the Christian community welcomes me, because I guess everyone's relationship with God is bespoke to them." I also notice she's still selling her pornography on her OnlyFans account. She even describes herself as a 24-year-old, and I can't even read that, but you can see it on your screen. And then she has a limited offer of record-breaking P-word waiting on the other side. And the devil emoji. So she's pretty adamant she's not really repenting of her past or of her pornography. She's in fact going to continue to create pornographic material, and she sees nothing wrong with that. She sees herself as a Christian porn star, and she wants to reach out to other Christian porn stars so that they can stop feeling ashamed of the fact that they're practicing their faith while also being a porn star. For her, being a porn star and practicing Christianity are not incompatible. Now, I actually saw somebody compare her to the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul was formerly known as Saul, and he was killing Christians. And then later on, he has this conversion experience and becomes a Christian himself. And they're saying, look, this is an amazing work of God. She's like another Paul of Tarsus. She basically goes from a horrible lifestyle all of a sudden to an on-fire Christian, just like the Apostle Paul did. But as we're seeing, that's not the case. In fact, this would be comparable to Saul killing Christians and then continuing to kill Christians and saying he's not going to stop killing Christians, but he's going to be a Christian while murdering Christians. And I have to say, this is a perfect example of a false gospel that we've been seeing for decades now. People who are preaching God's mercy and forgiveness without the need to repent. They see this idea of forgiveness as something that people are owed, something that they're entitled to, something that God endlessly gives without the condition of repentance. But of course, that is just simply not biblically true. It is a false message, but it's a very popular message because after all, how many people really want to repent of their sins? And if you can get free grace and free mercy and free forgiveness and get out of hell free card without turning away from your sin, you get to keep your sin and you get to avoid hellfire, who wouldn't take that deal? Now, as soon as this is pointed out, people inevitably are starting to say, but who are you to judge her? You're just being a Pharisee. But you know, interestingly, it was Jesus who told people to repent, and it was Jesus who said, go and sin no more, or something worse will happen to you. That is, the hellfire will consume you. So the people who are saying, who are you to judge her, are ironically being very judgmental and thus behaving like the Pharisees. And they're the very same people who would probably tell Jesus, who told people, go and sin no more, you're being too Pharisaical. You're being too judgmental. It's the complete opposite of the way things should be. Take a look at this comment. Her accounts are all active, making money, and still being promoted. That is not conversion. That's deception. But then another commenter says this. I'm pretty disturbed by the amount of self-proclaimed Christians saying vile things about a new convert and acting like her sins are too great for Christ, or that he doesn't use people like her, or that it's false because of X. This gossip should cease, and those that degraded her should repent. Well, I don't know how just simply pointing out the fact that she continues to engage in pornography and sell pornography is somehow gossip, but putting that to the side, it's interesting this person wants gossipers to repent of their sin of gossip, but he doesn't seem very concerned about Lily Phillips repenting of her pornography. Another commenter says this, all a stunt, no such thing as a rebaptism. She put out a gangbang video the same day. And one more commenter says this, I'm happy to hear this. I was truly scared for her remaining in that industry because the pressure to top what she has already done had to be insane. And Lord, I can't even imagine. God is good though, and he is merciful. All right, so this whole thing is very typical, and all the comments are very, very much to be expected. Some people are going to say, wow, amazing, praise God, God has really transformed her, he's changed her life. Others are going to say, oh, but wait, she hasn't repented yet, she hasn't turned away from her sin, and they're going to notice that she's continuing to live that same lifestyle, and they're going to question the authenticity of the conversion. Others are going to say, who are you to judge her? None of us are free from sin. All of us have fallen short of the glory of God, and they're going to repeat all sorts of tropes along those lines. We'll even hear things like, well, you know, conversion is a process. It takes time. But you know, the interesting thing about conversion is, in order to undergo conversion, you have to actually convert. You actually have to repent. You actually have to start that process. To go through the process, you have to begin the process. The beginning of the process is repentance. It's not later, it's at the beginning. And in the case of Lily, she hasn't even begun the process because the first part is repentance. She hasn't started there yet. Now, we've seen this before with celebrity conversions. In fact, I just pointed one out 2 weeks ago with Nicki Minaj, coming out as a strong, ardent defender of Christianity, meanwhile still promoting her smut and garbage and filth in her most recent album, all coinciding with her promotion of the Christian faith. And it's interesting, as I pointed out in a recent video, it really looks like this is a publicity stunt to promote her album. And of course, most people came out and just said, ah, Michael, you're just being too judgmental, and conversion is a process. This seems to happen time and time and time again. Content creators who are looking to alleviate their conscience because they likely feel convicted for their sin, but want a quick, easy escape route. They don't actually want to turn away from their sin. They don't actually want to stop what is driving their income whenever it's tied to sin. They want to keep all of that and alleviate their conscience. And here they find a perfect opportunity to do so with this false gospel that says God's mercy is unconditional. You don't have to repent. You can receive it right now without any turning away, without any conversion, without any repentance, without stopping to do the very sin that you love to do. And there seems to be no shortage of people who will openly receive her as an authentic Christian, as somebody who is really sincere when she clearly isn't. And they'll do so under the guise of piety. And they'll say that this is the merciful and loving way that Jesus would have taken, when in fact Jesus would have told her, repent of your sin, go and sin no more, or something worse would have happened to you. They'll use this aura of piety and try to say, we can't judge her, and we shouldn't expect anything from her, and we shouldn't expect her to turn away from her sin and repent and shut down her OnlyFans account. We should just accept her as she is. You know what, though? That's not piety. That's not Christianity, that's not the Bible, and in fact, that's not being very loving to Lily Phillips. This is actually being very hateful to her, because it's enabling her to remain in her sin and encouraging her to do so without any kind of consequences. Rather, the community should say, this is wrong. You need to turn away from your sin and stop calling yourself a Christian. So stop LARPing around as a Christian until you're actually willing to turn away from your sin. That would be the loving thing to do. But people aren't really interested in love. They're not really interested in truth. And in fact, I would likely say that the people who are saying, don't judge her, are probably people who are very much like her, unwilling to turn away from their own sins in their own lives. So at the end of the day, what this causes is, it number one, confirms her in her sin and keeps her in a lifestyle of sin. And number two, it makes the Christian community look really, really bad, and it scandalizes a lot of people. But of course, we can pray for her and hope that she has people in her life who won't confirm her in her sin, but will call her to authentic conversion and authentic repentance. I hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, please hit the subscribe button and the like button and hit the bell for notification. By the way, if you want to support the channel and go the extra mile, check out patreon.com/reasonandtheology. There you'll get plenty of extra patron-only content, and you'll especially be supporting this show so that I can continue to offer free content to everyone publicly. Thank you.